This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Sometimes we get to this place in life where we've done all that we can do. Every day does not have to be hitting the pavement, working like a Hebrew slave. Okay. On this episode of A Great Life, we'll discuss why it's okay to just be still. Because the truth is, God is still in control. What's up, beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of A Great Life Podcast. I'm your creator and host, Paris Chardet, and I'm super excited that you're here. A Great Life is a listening space that explores growth and fresh perspective through God's Word. Because the way I see it is simple. The process is always the same. It just looks a little different based on where you are, what you know, and what you got. But regardless of it all, you deserve to live a great life. So welcome, welcome. What's up, everyone? Super excited to get into today's topic simply because I don't know. I just feel like because of social media, and I know that this is so like oversaid, it's like because of social media, but it's so true. Like social media and all of this constant like stimulation has really altered our capability to just naturally enjoy stillness. Like a lady never tells her age. So without, you know, giving too much away, I grew up in the 90s. It is what it is. I grew up in the 90s and, you know, I got to see all of this technological evolution. I got to see it all happen from voicemails at the house to pagers to the big cell phones that were in the cars to the small cell phones to texting to touch screens to FaceTime coming to life. I mean, I could literally go on and on. I can recall watching video cassette tapes turn into CDs and Blu-rays, and you know, we used to make you know, the little CDs, you could like burn your own CD and create your playlist, to now we just go to Spotify or whatever. Everything is so on demand. It's amazing, but it's also a lot, especially for a generation that grew up in it and the generation who won't know anything else. They won't even know what it's like to just walk with your friends for ungodly distances, because that was fun to just go walking and to just talk and actually know in depth the people around you. So all of that is to say, today I simply want to be your friendly reminder to be still. Sometimes we get to this place in life where we've done all that we can do. There's a Donnie McClurkin song that is coming to my head right now. He says, after you've done all you can, you just stand. It's like you've got to this point in your life where you've literally done all you can. There's nothing more you can really do outside of just waiting. but the waiting and the stillness is stifling. But I just want to remind you that God is still in control. Even with all of the extra stimulation coming at us, God is still in control. So it is okay to be still. If you're a person who does like Instagram and things of that nature, you'll hop on there sometimes. You'll hop on there feeling good. You'll hop off feeling like you're not doing enough. Well, I'm here to tell you, you're doing enough. You're doing enough. If you eat and use the restroom and get a little bit of sun, that's more than enough. Every day does not have to be hitting the pavement, working like a Hebrew slave, okay? Jesus died on the cross so that we could have some real luxuries in life, so that we wouldn't be bogged down and ruled by all of these pursuits and things of the world that bring no peace. He died so that we could have peace, so that we could have that stillness. There's a song that comes to mind by Travis Green. I guess I'm just in my melody phase on this episode, but there's a song that comes to mind by Travis Green, and he sings, "Be still and know that I am God. I'm in control. I am still God." That's actually Psalm 46:10, and it states, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." If you're unable to truly have rest, or if you've hit a wall or anything of that nature, I'm just here to remind you that God is still in control. Social media, what you can see, does not dictate who you are, what you will be, what's to come, what you should be doing. Those feelings that come with all of that stimulation is not a reflection of the truth. The truth is that God loves us. The truth is that when you know that Jesus is Lord and Savior without a shadow of a doubt, you will not go without. That if you're hoping to be seen in this world, God sees you. And that if you don't know what else to do, now is the time to just be still. He says, "He leads me beside still waters." He leads me beside still waters. Stillness brings us closer to God. I'd actually encourage you, if you are an avid social media user, to put it down for a while and get closer to God. Stillness is where we can hear God's voice. We get those downloads. Oh, and don't we love the downloads? I know I do. Stillness is where we find gratitude and purpose. It's where we get to simply recharge. Stillness doesn't have to look like some crazy vacation that's on Instagram with all the views and all the aesthetics. Stillness is just being able to sit on your couch and doing nothing and being okay with it. Stillness is not needing to seek validation for any form, rhyme, or reason. Stillness is also sometimes the reflection of being in your own version of the wilderness, because we know that Jesus isolated often to go pray and to really probably just detox all the stimulation. Because while he didn't live in a time of social media, he definitely lived in a time where he was the media, and a lot of people wanted to talk to him and see him and touch him and keep him for themselves. And a lot of people always wanted things. And yes, he had a great purpose, but boy, whew, I know he used to get exhausted because he was in flesh. So even Jesus had to go embark in the beauty of stillness. I just wanted to be the voice in your ear to say, it's okay to be still. It's okay to not pursue, to not do anything, to have your seasons of just simply being in your skin. It's okay. Because God is in control. So if he chooses to move in a mighty way, trust me, you ain't gonna miss it. Because what's for you is for you. And if God be for you, who can be against you? You ain't gonna miss it. It's okay. If you need a little silence, if you're just in a place where you're overstimulated, be still. Because God is in control. You're not gonna miss out. You've done more than enough. God grants us rest in this life, so enjoy it. We work to live. We don't live to work. God is in control because you deserve to live a great life. Thank you so much for tuning into A Great Life Podcast. I truly pray this episode has blessed you. For more A Great Life, head over to madebypair.com and join my newsletter and blogging community. Also, if you'd like to support this channel and podcast, please make sure you subscribe and tell a friend. Well, that's all for today, folks. God bless. Don't stress. It's Peveris. Peace. A Great Life Podcast, brought to you by Made by Pear. Reimagine your reality in 30 nights with the Nightly Affirmation Journal. Order today at madebypair.com.